football on Off the Ball.
Qualifying for World Cup was amazing. Compared to Bachelor, Diego was for me, it's the best feeling in the world. No one ever topped that. Like, but it was important that I came back and refocused and really tried to get this league over the line.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Ireland find out their possible path to the World Cup in Brazil in 2027. We'll hear from Trent Alexander-Arnold as he comes back to Anfield for the first time since joining Real Madrid, and a Premier League player is threatened by an agent with a gun. But first, the draw for the 2027 Women's World Cup qualifiers was made in Neom earlier on. Ireland are in League A Group 2 and will play France, Netherlands and Poland. World champions Spain and European champions England are in the same group. They'll also play Iceland and Ukraine in Group 3. Group 1 is Sweden, Italy, Denmark and Serbia. And Group 4 is made up of Germany, Norway, Austria and Slovenia. The campaign will kick off on the 3rd of March of next year and finish up on the 9th of June. Carlow Ward side are already guaranteed a playoff after their promotion to League A of the Nations League last week. Real Madrid boss Xabi Alonso has confirmed that Trent Alexander-Arnold is available to face his former club tonight. Liverpool and Real go head-to-head at Anfield in the league phase of the Champions League. Alexander-Arnold hasn't played for Real since he suffered an injury in their opening game against Marseille in mid-September. It's unlikely he'll start against his boyhood club despite Dani Carvajal's injury. The 27-year-old has missed Real's last 9 matches in all competitions. He's been an unused sub for their last 2 league games. Alexander-Arnold was set to join Madrid from Liverpool on a free transfer this summer, but the Spanish club paid €10 million before his contract expired so he could feature at the Club World Cup. The England international made 354 appearances for Liverpool. He won the Premier League twice and the Champions League title. Alonso, a Champions League winner with Liverpool in 2005, says that Alexander-Arnold has to enjoy the game in his own way.
No, we haven't talked about that precisely. We have talked about about the team, about the club, but you know, he has to has his own feelings and he has to enjoy it as well his own way. So I'm not gonna tell him how he needs to feel it. For sure, his history is a little bit different from mine. He's born and bred in Liverpool. He's from, I remember him from young age in the academy after coming to the for the first team, winning the Champions League. So he deserves to enjoy that moment because it's nice to be back, and for him it's going to be nice.
Speaking to Amazon Prime ahead of the match, Alexander-Arnold says it was inevitable that they would come up against his former side.
I think when the draw was announced, I think everyone kind of knew it was going to happen. You know, it was destined for that fixture to come. Obviously they're a top team, so I knew at some stage, at some point, I'd end up going back there or playing against Liverpool, either here or there. It's happening so soon, so yeah, mixed emotions. I think it'll be a very, very difficult game, but one that I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. You know, huge game on a huge stage to go and try and perform.
The England right back added the reception at Anfield will be a challenge, but the strength of the opposition is a tougher one.
Of course, the reception and the atmosphere will contribute, but more so the football for me. I haven't played there with the lads, and under the coach, I understand how good of a team they are. And although, you know, they haven't had the results of late, they're still a top footballing team. And nobody here thinks it's going to be an easy game, you know.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says Alexander-Arnold will certainly get a warm welcome from him. Slot has nothing but good things to say about him.
He was our vice captain. He was my vice captain last season. I have memories working with him who were only positive. And I have memories when I was watching him in front of the television, which are only positive as well. I can remember multiple great moments of him wearing the Liverpool shirts.
One of his former teammates, Ryan Gravenberg, says that he'll be warmly received by his former teammates, even if the fans might be different.
From the friends, I don't know. but when I see him, he's obviously a friend of mine, so I will give him a hug, of course.
Florian Wirtz has come under pressure for not hitting the ground running as a Liverpool player. He was a key member of Xabi Alonso's Bayer Leverkusen title-winning team, and he has no doubts the German will turn his form around.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I have no doubts. It could be just a matter of time. For sure, it's a big change for him to come here to Liverpool after so many years in Germany, his whole life and few years in Leverkusen. He needs to adapt, but he's really a special player. He has the quality, he has the personality, he's competitive. So when he makes that tweak, it has happened with great players during the years in the Premier League. And I have no doubts with Flo. He was so special, and probably one of the reasons that I am here is because of Flo. So I am thankful for him, and hopefully not tomorrow, but we are looking forward that he starts showing his quality and his class.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank isn't too concerned by their recent home record going into tonight's game at home to Copenhagen. Spurs have picked up just 1 point from their last three games in front of their own fans, but Frank believes there are general signs of progress.
If anyone have said that we now have been 17 points after 10 games unbeaten in Champions League, I don't know what we are, fifth. It doesn't matter where we are now, it's where we end in the end of the season. Everything's definitely not perfect, but there's a decent foundation, and then it's up to us to add a layer.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta feels it's unusual to have so many players in forward positions out injured ahead of their game away to Slavia Prague. Striker Victor Gyökeres will miss the game and has joined Kai Havertz, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Martinelli and Noni Madueke on the sidelines. Arteta believes fixture congestion is a factor.
We're missing a lot of players and a lot of front players. So if we continue to do that every 3 days, we won't be respecting, again, what we discussed previously, that in our opinion, it's the most important part.
That game kicks off at 5:45, as does Napoli's meeting with Eintracht Frankfurt. All the other games start at 8. European champions PSG play German champions Bayern Munich in Paris. Atletico Madrid host Union Saint-Gilloise. Bodo Glimt welcome Monaco to the Arctic Circle. Juventus, who started with a win under Luciano Spalletti over the weekend, are at home to Sporting. Olympiacos play PSV in Greece. Sunderland boss Regis Labrie says Granit Xhaka continues to show his value after last night's 1-1 draw with Everton in the Premier League. Sunderland captain got a second half equaliser at the Stadium of Light.
I think we have many young players, many new players in this league, so they don't know the condition, and one player like Granit with his previous experiences is very important for us, and he has this quality to score as well.
Sunderland, who play league leaders Arsenal at home on Saturday, are up to fourth in the table. Meanwhile, Everton boss David Moyes wants to see more consistency from his team. They went ahead in the first half with a goal from Illiman and Jai to end a run of back-to-back defeats, which leaves them 5 points above the relegation zone.
I think we played well for periods in quite a lot of games. Played well for a period at Man City, played well for a period at Tottenham Hotspur. Certainly played well tonight for a period against Sunderland. But I think you need to give Sunderland a wee bit of credit. They look as if maybe the manager rocketed them a bit at half-time and they came out the traps a bit more in the second half.
It's believed a Premier League player was threatened with a firearm by a football agent in London in September. The agent has since been arrested, police confirmed, after the incident which occurred on Saturday the 6th of September. Police inquiries revealed another man has also then allegedly been blackmailed and threatened by the same person. The players' club is aware of the events. Gary O'Neill's withdrawn himself from a potential return to Wolves. The Athletic reported earlier this week the former Wolves boss was in advanced conversations with the club over a return to Molineux after Vito Pereira's dismissal on Sunday. O'Neill was sacked by Wolves in December 2024 and hasn't worked since. Former Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag is among the other candidates, along with current Middlesbrough boss Rob Edwards and former Borough manager Michael Carrick. And finally, Stefano Pioli has been sacked as manager of Fiorentina. Pioli, who won the Scudetto with AC Milan in 2022, didn't win any of his first 10 Serie A games in charge. Fiorentina are bottom of the league with just 4 points. Their next match in the league is away to Genoa, who parted company with Patrick Vieira on Saturday. Daniele De Rossi is set to become the next Genoa manager. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
I remember one game, we were at Hull. We played against Wolves, 1-0 up at half-time, cruising. Phil Brown's the manager at the time. He's, like, just delighted with the first-half performance. The last thing he said to us when we were going out to go out for the second half, lads, first 15 minutes, just, you know, do your jobs, keep it tight. Within probably 2 minutes of the second half, Wolves had equalised against us. So everything that he said at half-time didn't register with us. We come in after the game, and he is in full mode, hammering the lads. So he's going for one or two of the players. You did this, you did that, what are you doing, and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right at the very end, he said, lads, you lot go out and perform like that in front of me, the next England manager, the next England manager, lads. Come on, not with you showering.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.